I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers are advancing a plan to pool more than 650 downstate and suburban police and fire pension funds. Sam Dunklaw reports passing the measure by week's end is a top priority for Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Pritzker's office has been arguing for weeks that combining all of those funds would make more money for retired police and firefighters while cutting fees and reducing the need to raise local property taxes. Andrew Bo Davis is with the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. His group had been against the measure at first, but says he and others worked out a compromise.
I do believe in 3, 4, 5 years, I'm going to hear from my membership, and they're going to say, man, we should have done that 30 years ago.
The measure would also offer better benefits for people hired onto police and fire departments after 2011. The investments would be overseen by two separate boards, one for police and the other for fire, with first responders making up a majority of the membership. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Illinois House voted to cap the cost of insulin Wednesday. Representative Will Gazzardi of Chicago says his bill limits out-of-pocket costs to $100 for a 30-day supply.
This bill is not a complete solution to the problem of the high cost of insulin. It's certainly not a complete solution to the high cost of prescription drugs. We look forward to working on further interventions in this area, but it's a start.
The cap only applies to insurance plans regulated by the state. The bill heads back to the Senate, which passed a similar bill earlier. Governor Pritzker says he will sign it into law. Republican lawmakers added to their pile of recently filed ethics legislation. A new proposal focuses on limiting conflicts of interest on the State Board of Elections. Senator Dan McConkie unveiled the measure Wednesday. It would prohibit a member of the State Board of Elections from contributing to or being an officer of a state or federal political committee. A member of the board who serves as an officer of a political committee would be required to resign from that committee within 30 days of their appointment confirmation in the Senate. Representative Tim Butler introduced a similar bill, including board members and their spouses. The lawmakers said they would like to pass the bill's in veto session before it adjourns, but they were not optimistic Democratic leadership would get behind the bills this week. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Southern Illinois hospital recently ran out of blood from the universal blood supply of O negative. Another area hospital was able to step in to provide some backup units until the American Red Cross could provide more O negative. Regional Red Cross spokesperson Joe Zidlow says they're starting to see some drops in the blood supply, and it'll probably get worse as we get closer to Thanksgiving.
That's really a key time for us where we ask people right now, before Thanksgiving and before you get into December and the other holidays of that month, to go ahead and donate blood. Make that donation, and then you don't have to worry about it again till January.
Zidlow says the need for blood is an annual issue for the Red Cross, especially this time of year as people get more busy with holidays and other activities. You can learn more about donor requirements and blood drives near you at redcrossblood.org. The state is seeking additional recovery assistance from the U.S. Small Business Administration in an effort to help homeowners and business owners in three southern Illinois counties that were impacted by this spring's flooding. If approved, homeowners and renters would be eligible to apply for low-interest loans to repair or replace damaged or destroyed property. Businesses and private nonprofits would be eligible to apply for loans as well to repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate, machinery and equipment, inventory and other business assets. State officials believe Alexander County will meet the SBA criteria for a disaster declaration. If approved, it would also make the contiguous counties of Union and Pulaski County eligible for disaster loans and assistance as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.